to smithereens right after. At this time, a girl let out a terrified scream, and then red glass beads gushed out of her mouth. When the evil doll looked back again, everyone was shivering in fear. Then Jack suddenly noticed that there was a button behind the evil doll. It was very likely the key to end this cruel game. Just then, Mike rushed forward. However, just at that moment, the puppet turned around, and then Mike was instantly blown to pieces. When the puppet shifted its gaze again, the students tried to escape the classroom, only to find that all the doors were locked tightly, and there was no exit at all. At this time, someone suggested that maybe only by staying still could they survive. But Jack noticed that there was a countdown timer on the puppet's back, and there was less than a minute left, so the students decided to rush forward, but none of them was spared. They all turned into marbles. At this point, only Jack and Andy were left in the classroom. Jack knelt down in despair, and Andy told him not to give up. Then Andy squatted down, and let Jack step on his back to reach for the button. In despair, they decided to give it one last try.